SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Federal employees are being told to go green on government travel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
In its latest push to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, the White House said federal employees should rent electric vehicles and opt for rail trips when feasible. It said doing so would save money and the environment. Specifically, federal government workers were told to rent EVs when costs are less or equal to gas-powered vehicles, and to travel by train instead of flying on trips under 250 miles. Greg Clugston, The White House.
North Dakota would become the first state to require hand counting of all election ballots if voters back a proposed ballot measure put to them over the summer. The effort would achieve a goal of activists across the country who distrust modern vote counting. Some election officials, though, say the change would delay vote tallies and would cost them a lot of money hiring people to do it. In Hong Kong, the trial of former publisher Jimmy Lai is set to begin tomorrow on charges he violated China's national security laws.
Jimmy Lai is facing multiple charges of collusion and sedition in connection with protests against an extradition law back in 2019, which drew an estimated 1.7 million people. The founder of the city's Apple Daily pro-democracy newspaper faces a possible life sentence if convicted under Beijing-backed laws, which were imposed afterward. He's already serving a prison term for lesser offenses. Six former Apple Daily executives pleaded guilty last year to conspiring with Lai in a call for international intervention on behalf of democracy in Hong Kong against China. George Williams reporting.
Nissan is expanding its research ties with a leading Chinese university as it and other foreign car companies try to claw back market share in the important Chinese auto market. This is SRN News. Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says the recent congressional testimony by the presidents of Harvard, Penn, and MIT should send a message to all Americans.
The moral confusion, secularization, radicalization, the ideological corruption of American higher education has never been more evident. Those three women failed a basic moral test. And let's face it, they failed it publicly and catastrophically. Indeed, they steadfastly resisted making any categorical statement against calls for the mass murder of the Jewish people.
And Christians should be paying special attention.
This tells us a great deal about the rot of America's higher education. It also underlines the incongruity of how so many Christian parents and students think it would be a great achievement to get into those universities.
Several studies indicate that Christian kids who go off to secular colleges are likely to fall away from their faith. Many don't return to the fold until they're in their 30s. Dr. Mohler spoke to townhall.com. This is SRN News. A mom gets prison time for her child's shooting of a Virginia teacher.
The mother of a six-year-old who shot his teacher in a Virginia classroom has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for felony child neglect. Friday's punishment for Deja Taylor comes nearly a year after her son used her handgun to critically wound teacher Abby Zwerner. The sentence was much harsher than the maximum 6 months prosecutors had agreed to recommend as part of a plea deal. The child told authorities he took the gun from his mother's purse on top of a dresser. Zwerner was shot in the hand and chest, and she has undergone multiple surgeries and frequent psychological counseling. Keith Peters reporting.
Taylor Swift is adding one more accolade to her list of accomplishments this year, a resolution recognizing 2023 as the Taylor Swift era in her home state of Pennsylvania. The resolution passed by the State House of Representatives on her 34th birthday. This is SRN News.